శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 12 చాప్టర్ 2. క్యాంటో 12, యాజ్ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ యూ నో, టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ది సింప్టమ్స్ ఆఫ్ కలియుగ. సార్, వెరీ ప్రొఫౌండ్ సిరీస్ ఆఫ్ చాప్టర్స్ హియర్. సమ్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్సెస్ ఆర్ క్వైట్ స్కేరీ అండ్ దే మే ప్రాబబ్లీ సర్వ్ టు ఎక్స్పెడైట్ అవర్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ రియలీ హియర్ అండ్ రియలీ. If once we come to know that what's going to happen in Kali Yuga, if we seriously meditate on that, we'll not want to remain in this world for very long, and that can kind of be an impetus for taking Krishna consciousness seriously. And today's verse also is a pretty scary verse in the purport. Obviously, for devotees it's not scary. For devotees it offers an excellent opportunity and incentive to get out of Kali Yuga, where we are comfortably placed today. So the verse is as follows. Vittam eva kalau nranam janma achara gunodaya dharma nyaya vyavasthaya karanam balam eva hi. Vittam, wealth, eva, alone, kalau, in the age of Kali, Pranam, among men, Janma, of good birth, Achar, good behavior, Guna, and good qualities, Udaya, the cause of manifestation, Dharma, of religious duty, Nyaya, and reason, Yavasthaya, in the establishment, Karan, the cause, Balam, Strength. Eva. Only. He. Indeed. Translation. In Kali Yuga, wealth alone will be considered the sign of a man's good birth, proper behavior and fine qualities. In Kali Yuga, wealth alone will be considered the sign of a man's good birth, proper behavior and fine qualities. And law and justice will be applied only on the basis of power. And law and justice will be applied only on the basis of power. A very long purport. So if I read the purport, half the time will go. So I'll probably just read the gist of the purport. I'll read some important statements from here. It's mentioned in the age of Kali, a man is considered high class, middle class or low class merely according to his financial status, regardless of his knowledge, culture and behavior. In this age, there are many great industrial and commercial cities with luxurious neighborhoods reserved for the wealthy. According to Vedic criteria, on beautiful tree-lined roads, within apparently aristocratic homes, it is not unusual to find many perverted, dishonest and sinful activities taking place. According to Vedic criteria, a man is considered high class if his behavior is enlightened. And his behavior is considered enlightened if his activities are dedicated to promoting the happiness of all creatures. Every living being is originally happy because in all living bodies there is an eternal spiritual spark that partakes of the divine consciousness, conscious nature of God. When our original spiritual awareness is revived, we become naturally blissful and satisfied in knowledge and peace. An enlightened or educated man should endeavor to revive his own spiritual understanding and he should help others experience the same sublime consciousness. This verse also states that in the age of Kali, brute strength, balam eva, brute strength will determine law and justice. We should keep in mind that in the progressive Vedic culture, there was no artificial dichotomy between the spiritual and the public realms. All civilized people took it for granted that God is everywhere and His laws are binding upon all creatures. Responsibly caring for one's family is dharma and engaging in loving service of God is also dharma. In the first chapter of this canto, we observed how this principle infiltrated India's past. And so again a longish purport. So the essence of this purport is that as Kali Yuga is progressing, people are losing interest in spirituality and modern day practices are in vogue. and people are becoming ashamed of their rich spiritual culture. Specific reference is made to India here. Even Indians are ashamed of their culture. So when we come to Australia, then we kind of think that we become very advanced by adopting the advanced Western culture, right? So we try to imitate the Westerners. So Prabhupada's disciples are written here. So this is a problem in Kali Yuga. And it says, there is, however, new hope that spiritual issues can be contested and resolved on a philosophical level and not merely by a crude test of arms. Essentially, what is given here is Krishna consciousness, which Srila Prabhupada spread in the West, is the medicine for reviving that original culture, that rich culture that Bharata Bhumi had. So that's the gist of this Bhagavad. Otherwise, it mentions that Kali Yuga is deteriorating so badly that we cannot expect anything good from Kali Yuga to come out. Except the fact that we can put the mask on our head. Like, we can't control pollution, but we can only put a mask on our nose. Because controlling Kali Yuga or changing the nature of Kali Yuga is not in our sphere of influence. So there is no point in complaining Kali Yuga is so bad, there is so much politics, there is so much killing going on around, there's so much corruption, blah blah. So all these are mere lamentations. We cannot change it because that's how the Lord has designed Kali Yuga. We can't change that. What we can do is insulate ourselves from the impact of Kali Yuga by adopting the Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga. So that's the gist of these passages. ओम अज्ञानदृष्य ज्ञानांजनशलाका चक्षुर्मीत येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्ट स्थापित येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामाय प्रदाति सफलार्थिनो वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभिश्च कृपा संयोगेव च कृतानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय सो इट इज मेंशनड लाइक गोपाल कृष्ण प्रभु वाज रीडिंग यस्टरडेस वर्स. It was a very famous verse. We have grown up with that verse, hearing from SSR. Satasya Anandanam Dharma, Satyam Shaucham Shamadaya, Kalena Balina Rajan, Hamshati Ayu Balam Smriti. That was yesterday's verse. So it is mentioned there that with every passing day in Kali Yuga, Satasya Anandanam Dharma will go down, religiosity will go down, Satyam is truthfulness will go down, Satyam Shaucham is cleanliness will go down. Satyam Shaucham Shamadaya, mercy, compassion will go down. And as Kali Yuga progresses, Kalena Balina Raja, by the strength of time, Nanshati Ayu Balam Smriti. Age also goes down, Balam, Ayu goes down, Balam, strength goes down, and Smriti, remembrance also goes down. So, it is mentioned that in the Satya Yuga, in the Treta Yuga, when Lord Ram was there, it was mentioned, Raghukul Riti Sadachariyai Prana Jaya Parvachanamaya, which means the people had this values that I can give my life, but I will never change my word, what has come out of my mouth, for anything. That was the culture prevalent at that time. But Radha Gopinath Prabhu mentioned in Science of Self-Realization that nowadays, whatever we say is like writing on the water. Even before we complete saying it, it is not relevant anymore. So people change their statements. So that way we see that Satyam is going down. In fact, in the newspapers, in Times of India, there was an article which mentioned, there was a news item which said that in one of the villages in India, one deaf and dumb married woman, lady, she was raped by one of the village boys. So the village did not want this to go to the media so that the name of the village will get spoiled. So they called this deaf and dumb person and her husband as well, and then they offered her a compensation of 2100 rupees. That is what the rapist had to pay. How much is 2100 rupees? How many dollars? $50. That is the compensation. That is the price for a woman's dignity. Okay? So this is Kaliyuga. This is the leadership. This is Panchayat. Panchayat is the leadership of Indian villages. This is how it's going on. So obviously we don't want to remain too long in this Kaliyuga. One is not going to make justice in Kaliyuga at all. So this is the Satyam of modern nation. Shaucham. Shaucham is also going down. Like he mentions in the lecture that earlier the toilet was always outside the house. But nowadays, you know, we are going to see so many houses, you know, we have been searching for houses recently, inspection and auction and whatever. So when we go, the first room is the toilet. We went to Port Melbourne one day, Middle Park. You enter and then first you are greeted by the toilet. So this is Kali Yuga. Shaucham is going out, right? In fact, in one of the toilets, we visited in South Melbourne one apartment. The fellow has, toilet is what? Toilet means someone wants personal space. So the door has to be, you know, nothing has to be visible inside the toilet. But he has made in such a way that everything is visible. He has put glass, transparent glass, you know, so that someone can have semblance of what's going on inside the bathroom. This is how they are constructing houses. And that is fashion. Everyone is bidding. 5,75,000 people are bidding, you know. 5,80,000 because everyone likes that. Wow, what a new toilet this is. Like that. So this is Shaucham and culture of modern age. Shama Daya. Shama is also going away. Prabhupada always reminds us about the kind of animal slaughter that's happening. Nothing is being done about it. What about animal slaughter? Even humans are being slaughtered nowadays. So Shama and Daya is going. Yesterday in Bhakti Varsha class, we were discussing about the Shama of Jamadagni Rishi. When Parshuram had killed Kartavirya Arjun because he stole the cow, then instead of, and then he brought, Parshuram went, killed Kartavirya Arjun and brought back Kamadenu. So instead of patting him on the back, Jamadagni would have said, "My dear son, I am very happy with you. You have got Kamadenu back for me." Okay. So he didn't do that. He chastised but Lord Parshuram. He said that, "How can you do such a thing? Kartavirya Arjun might have been a corrupt king, but after all he was a king. And he mentioned to him that you are a Brahmana. The greatest quality of a Brahmana is forgiveness and compassion, daya. And if a Brahmana doesn't have that, then what kind of Brahmana are we?" The word Brahmin itself, he said, is synonymous with the word forgiveness. So Brahman has to forgive. So that was the culture which was prevalent. So Satyam, Shaucham, Shama, Daya, everything is going down. Ayu is also going down. Right? Why? Because of earlier we used to have waves of devotion. Now we have waves of cell phone. We have waves of microwave oven. So these are the waves that are hitting us. Every day in and day out these are hitting us. Sometimes, you know, when I forget to switch off in my house, when I forget to switch off that wireless modem, I get headache because of that. And the cell phone also we have to keep sometimes because of alarm. So then all these things just, you know, cause a lot of problems to our health and body. So these are the kind of waves that we are getting nowadays. If this doesn't catch us, then the tsunami wave gets us. The last wave that we pray for is wave of devotion to touch us. So this is Kali Yuga. Balam. It is mentioned that at that time even demons were very powerful. They had high amount of strength. In fact, Kartavirya Arjun, whose pastime we were discussing yesterday, Parshuram's pastime, which Radhana Swami was mentioning during the South India Yatra this year, he had the power such that with his two arms he could control the direction of the river. He just held his two arms and then he directed the current of the river in to some other place. That was the kind of power which even demons had, what to speak of the power which devotees will have. So today that is also diminishing. Smriti. Sutta Goswami simply repeated the entire Srimad Bhagavatam after hearing from Sukadeva Goswami to the sages of Naimisharanya. And in Kali Yuga, we can't remember our own phone numbers. We have to still go and search somewhere. Or give missed call. No, we have all these missed calls in this way. So yesterday's work set that context about the deterioration of Kali Yuga. The reason for this deterioration is, Prabhupada keeps on quoting in several chapters that today's leadership in society is highly unenlightened in the subject matter of Krishna consciousness. For example, we see a lot of problems. We see problems are going on in Egypt, problems are going on in Afghanistan. Everyone is just kind of disillusioned with the modern day leadership. Even our corporate leaders are not living up to whatever values that they espoused during the days that they actually, you know, climbed the ropes of the corporate ladder. Recently it was shocking to hear that one of the famous corporate personalities, Rajat Gupta, who is the CEO of McKinsey, and again we were discussing that yesterday in the Bhakti Vriksha program, this person, highly respected in the industry, he is a multi-millionaire, he's a friend of Bill Clinton. He broke the corporate ceiling in the US, otherwise Indians couldn't grow beyond a particular level. So he broke that glass ceiling. studied in IIT, studied in Harvard, big, big education, big prestige, personal advisor to the President of the United States on American affairs, how to run the country, economic affairs. This is the kind of position. And such a person who has got all this also is still not satisfied. He passed some insider information to one of his friends and now the whole case is going on. Now, you know, the whole thing is bringing lot of shame to everyone. So this is Kali Yuga. So these are the corporate leaders, the leaders of society, the leaders of the country. Everything is now crumbling slowly. In fact, day before there was a shocking news which I read in the Times of India that somewhere in Orissa, one of the general managers of a factory, the workers took him out, put him inside a car. They ensured that he can't close the car. They put petrol on the car and they just set him on fire. He died with 99% burns. He was burnt alive in front of everyone's eyes. Now the reason it is said that this guy did something by which the workers lost their jobs. And you know, they were deprived of their livelihood for 6 months. The company kept, apparently, what they say is the company kept cheating the employees. Okay, and then the employees couldn't do anything. When they just couldn't tolerate, they just set him a fire. So this is the nature of Kali Yuga. Leaders are gradually getting degraded and the praja is also getting gradually disillusioned. But the problem is not only with the leadership, the problem is also with the society. Because who elects these leaders? We elect these leaders. So the first problem is with us, who elect these leaders. And why do we elect these leaders? Because we don't know what is the definition of a leader. We don't know the tenets or the principles of leadership. We don't have a reference point on which true leadership should be based. We don't have that. We just think that, oh, like for example in Australia, when we went for this voting, we have a party called as Australia Sex Party. Now what kind of name is this for a party? This is not a party. We can still understand Congress or something like that. But what do you mean by sex party? So this is leadership. Leadership is giving us, when you vote for them, you know what's going to happen for them. The name itself is very suggestive. So if we vote for them, then obviously we are going to deserve that kind of leadership. So it is mentioned that we can't change the nature of Kali Yuga, we can't change anything, the change has to start only from us. Now despite all these qualities, how do we do the change? It is mentioned, Kaler Dosha Nidhe Rajan Astin Eko Mahatguna Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramaraje. Despite all these faults in Kali Yuga, there is one good thing about Kali Yuga, that in Kali Yuga, we have been given the easiest process, fastest process of self-realization by chanting the holy names of the Lord. So, one has to take advantage of this easy process of Kali Yuga. Plus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically said, one has to also take advantage of the fact that one is born in India. So, people who are born in India, it is mentioned, Bharata Bhumi Manushya Janma Haya Janma Sartaka Tari Kara Para Upaka. Which means, if you are born in this great land of Bharatvarsh, of India, then first, we must respect our own culture, adopt that culture, practice in our lives, become self-realized ourselves and then go and kara para upaka, go and spread this message to the entire world. So, in today's purport, the essence is that we have to take advantage of this process, go out to the world and then give this Krishna consciousness, rather than just complaining about Kali Yuga and how Kali Yuga is not functioning properly. So, today we will talk about two personalities who rejected their high parentage, rejected the wealth. Wealth is what, again this purport says, that wealth is what corrupts everyone in Kali Yuga. That's what this purport says. But two personalities who rejected this wealth in their lives, who perfected their own lives and led the way for mankind in Kali Yuga. These personalities are Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and Rasikananda Deva Goswami. Now I believe that it is their disappearance written. It's not written here. Can someone confirm for me? It is. So we spent some time talking about these two personalities, their lives. So the life of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, it is mentioned that no exact date of his appearance is recorded anywhere, but approximately it is said that he could have appeared somewhere around 1750 AD. And it is mentioned that he lived for almost 144 to 146 years. In Kali Yuga, when Ayu is going down, there was this personality who still lived for 146 years. So, he was born in a very wealthy aristocratic family in a place called as Tangail, in a district called as Tangail, which is in East Bengal, like modern day Bangladesh. And as a child, he was always a self-realized person. Right from childhood, he had this desire for Krishna consciousness. So, immediately after his studies, he is said to have left home and proceeded to Vrindavan. That's about his birth. In terms of disciplic succession of Jagannath Das Babaji, because usually in ISKCON we are used to starting from Jagannath Das Babaji. We say Jagannath Das Babaji, then Bhakti Vinod Thakur, then Gaurakishore Das Babaji, so we are. But what about before Jagannath Das Babaji? So it is mentioned that he came in the lineage and the origin was given as Baldev Vidyabhushan. From Baldev Vidyabhushan had a disciple by the name Uddhava Das Babaji, who in turn had a disciple called Madhusudan Das Babaji, from whom Jagannath Das Babaji took Babaji Vish. And there was another disciple Uddhava Das Babaji had, whose name was Jagadananda Goswami of Shringarwat. So, from whom he eventually took initiation. Now, that was the lineage of Jagannath Das Babaji higher up. Coming to his disciple, his favorite disciple was Bhagavad Das Babaji, from whom Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji took initiation. And many disciples of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji became very famous. Some of them being Gaurhari Das Babaji, Nityanand Babaji and Ramhari Babaji. However, his most intimate disciple was his own personal servant, whose name was Bihari. Bihari is mentioned to be very stout and a powerful personal servant of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji, who is to always carry him on a bamboo basket. I am going a bit fast because 15 minutes again. So, please pardon me. Today I am running at express speed. I will try and finish by itself. It is very difficult, but I will try. Now, relationship of Jagannath Das Babaji with Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So it is mentioned that in 1880, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur visited Jagannath Das Babaji in Vrindavan and received many valuable instructions from him. They both had a very intimate relationship. In fact, such was the love that Bhakti Vinod Thakur shared for Jagannath Das Babaji that many times on the pretext of government duty, he used to go and meet Jagannath Das Babaji and to hear from him and take his association. And Jagannath Das Babaji also reciprocated very well with Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and in 1893 he went to see Surabhi Kunj, which was a residence of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It is owing to the mercy of both of these personalities, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that Srila Mayapur was revealed to mankind. We all know that pastime, so I am not going into the details of it. In fact, Babaji at that time was already, he was in the very last stage of his life. Even when Mayapur was discovered, he was well past 100. So, at that time he was so old and he was bent almost to double his height, as if someone will fold you. It was that kind of a position he had, physical position. So he was so old, so bent, his body was completely bent and he was blind. And he could not, walk on his own. That was his pastime. There was something else which happened later on. So Bihari, he was seen being carried by his personal servant Bihari in a bamboo basket. But the moment he came to Mayapur Dham with Bhakti Vinod Thakur, when they were searching where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, he got up and immediately started dancing. And when he danced, it is mentioned that from that bent position, he used to go to a height of 6 feet plus. And he used to dance, he used to suddenly become tall and dance up and down. Okay. And it is mentioned that when people saw him, they were verily reminded of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself dancing. So his dancing was very, very similar. His physical appearance also became very similar to Lord Gauranga. So when in Yogapeet, he miraculously cured the son of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who had a major skin disease. So all the doctors came and saw him. But when he was brought to Jagannath Das Babaji, Jagannath Babaji Maharaj simply told Bhakti Vinod Thakur, let him roll on the dust of the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth. So they rolled him on the dust and immediately skin disease entered. So when in Sudhir, he spent most of his time chanting in his bhajan kutir, and his samadhi is seen there even today. Now, usually, people like Jagannath Das Babaji, they never ask anything of anyone.
unless they have a very deep relationship with somebody. For a Babaji to ask some grihastha something is virtually unheard of. But we are not talking about an ordinary grihastha, we are talking about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So such was their relationship that Babaji went and personally asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur, can you please construct a veranda to shelter the devotees who come and see me. Otherwise it is mentioned that so many people came to serve him in so many ways, but he never accepted anyone's service. So that also speaks of the glory of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. How high an exemplary grihastha he was, that even a Babaji can go and feel free to ask him for some favors. So such was the love that Jagannath Das Babaji donated even his personal govardhan Srila to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur not only was himself a very exemplary grihastha, but he also had an illustrious son who was a spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was so brilliant that by the age of 12, he had a complete grasp of astronomy. Of astrology and astronomy, both. So, when Jagannath Das Babaji came to know of this, he called Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj and he gave him an instruction that I want you to make a calendar that highlights that mentions all the important appearance and disappearance day of the leading Vaishnavas and also all the festivals associated with Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Navadvip Dham. So that led to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur publishing what is called as the Sri Navadvip Panchika, which is a calendar. That's because of the mercy of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Talking about Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's qualities, there are several qualities here. He demonstrated in his lifetime. One being that of detachment. He was a Babaji himself, he was completely detached from anything which is material in nature. Okay. So one of the pastimes is that once a wealthy man came and when they were walking, a wealthy man donated rupee one. Rupee one is how many dollars? One upon $45. Hardly anything, but at that time it was big money. So he gave rupee one to Bihari, who was a personal servant of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And Bihari was keeping that rupee one in his pocket and he was carrying Babaji in the basket. And they had already walked several miles. But suddenly, Jagannath Babaji Maharaj stopped him and said, okay, let's go back all the way. So they walked all along. All those miles they covered, they walked all the way back. They caught hold of the donor and Babaji Maharaj told him, give him back that one rupee. And then he told that gentleman, Jagannath Babaji said told the donor, I understand you have a good deal of money. I cannot bear the burden even of this rupee one. And I wonder how you tolerate the burden of so much of money or so much of rupees that you have. So though Babaji accepted donations, it was not that Babaji was, you know, a Palgu Vairagi or something like that. Babaji was a Yukta Vairagi. He had two renunciations. He used to accept donations and in fact, we'll see in the later part of this lecture that he used to accept so much of donation, but what he wanted to demonstrate to us is never to accept charity from a pound, shilling and pence class of men. So, there was this person obviously had some material desire or he had some, you know, he was very proud that he gave 1 rupee. 1 rupee actually was not even too much at that time. It was significant, but it wasn't too much of a donation for a wealthy man. So that's why Babaji said that we should not take charity from such people. So that was a kind of detachment. Coming to Babaji's sadhana and austerities, this is very interesting. So the life, Babaji's life and soul was chanting the holy names of the Lord. So he did bhajan in Vrindavan for several years and became famous as a Siddha Baba, a perfectly realized soul. It is mentioned that Babaji used to chant continuously for 3 days and 3 nights in a row without sleep, food or water, and eventually break his fast with some flat rice and yogurt prasadam. Although he was bent and he was very very old, during Kirtan his body, as I mentioned earlier, used to expand to over 6 feet and resemble Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His austerities were, austerities which caught my attention here was that he strictly followed the vows of Chaturmasya. Sometimes, you know, while following Chaturmasya, at least my consciousness says that, you know, he goes and finds out some loopholes. Okay, milk is not available, can I have rasagulla? No. Directly I can't drink milk. This is our consciousness, my consciousness at least. But Babaji strictly followed the vows of Chaturmasya. It is mentioned that in the first month he ate only 4 bananas in the evening. In the second month he ate only guavas. In the third month he took only buttermilk. and in the fourth month took flowers of the banana tree. Once Babaji went to Rishikesh to purify his chanting. He thought that his chanting was not pure, so he went to Rishikesh to purify his chanting. And the purificatory process is called as Purascharan. In fact, Purascharan is a very extremely rigid penance. It's not easy for anyone to take up that kind of a penance, where one has to get up early in the morning and take a bath at 3 o'clock, sit in a closed room, and then chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra until sunset, without food, without water, without speaking anything or eating anything. In fact, it is so strict that if you answer a nature's call, whichever way, you still have to go and take a bath. What to speak of answering nature's call? If one passes air, one has to go and take bath. This is the kind of strictness which Purascharan demands. So Babaji followed that for 2 months, and after 2 months he felt, no, I haven't followed it so strictly. So he told Bihari, I want to start the process all over again. And then he followed that process for 3 more months. Okay. And after that, Babaji pronounced immediately that if one wants to take the darshan of Lord Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if one wants to take darshan of Lord Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one must complete Purascharan in this manner. Also, his austerity was that he used to pay 1,000 obeisances to his Giridhari deities. 1,000 obeisances, despite the fact that he was already bent. He used to pay obeisances, 1,000 daily. And this he followed till the last day of his life. That was his sadhana and austerities. In terms of his humility, Babaji was born in a very wealthy and aristocratic family. He was born in a family of some very rich zamindars, landowners. But yet he was very humble. Once in Vrindavan, he was seen accepting bread from a low class person. A low class person is a person who was sweeping the Vrindavan Dham. So many Vaishnavas, some of the Vaishnavas are not pleased with Babaji. So they came and asked Babaji, why are you doing this? We should not accept from such people anything. So immediately Jagannath Das Babaji told them that you people don't know who the sweepers of Vrindavan are. Lord Krishna originally requested 88,000 sages to personally appear in this holy dham and serve him in this manner. And these people are some of those sages. So they are not just ordinary sweepers. Also, these people are the servants of the dust of Vrindavan, which even Lord Brahma wants. And they are completely smeared with that dust. So who is more worshipable than these people who are sweeping? So what is wrong in taking from them? They are as good as any elevated Vaishnava is. So with this, he actually won the hearts of the Vaishnavas with his humility. And he changed their consciousness as well. But after this criticism, he went into seclusion into one of the Vraja's 12 forests. And it is mentioned that in Dashami and Ekadashi, he started fasting completely. And Bihari, his servant, got very worried. Because it was so secluded a place, but Bihari was worried that where can I get prasadam for Babaji. Of course, Bihari also was a very elevated servant. He didn't say that, okay, where will I get prasadam for my own self? His thinking was, how will I make prasadam for Jagannath Babaji Maharaj? So Babaji Maharaj realized, even without saying, he realized what Bihari was thinking, and he told Bihari, sit and chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantras by playing kartalas loudly under a tree. So all Bihari did was sat and chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra loudly, and before noon, Brajavasis brought in a lot of grains for them and a huge supply of milk arrived from nowhere. And since that day, it is mentioned that prasadam followed them wherever they went. In fact, once in Navadvip, it is mentioned that the whole city was flooded, and when the city is flooded, obviously nobody is going to come out and give alms to the Babajis. So again, the same thing. No? Sit and just chant Hare Krishna loudly. And suddenly from nowhere, 4 persons appeared from a boat and gave them 20 kilos of flat rice, yogurt and sandesh. It is mentioned that Babaji was so humble that Babaji wouldn't leave any prasad in his plate. And if he ever felt that anyone was coming to steal Mahaprasadam from his plate, because he was eating on a leaf plate, he used to eat the leaf also. In terms of mystic abilities of Babaji, like any advanced Vaishnava, he never openly displayed any of his mystic powers. But sometimes it is mentioned that acharyas do display their mystic powers in order to give faith to the conditioned souls. So once a landlord by the name Srinath Raya, he had heard about a Siddha Baba living somewhere, and he actually wanted to meet Jagannath Das Babaji. But he ended up meeting Jagannath Das Babaji without knowing that he was Jagannath Das Babaji, and asked him, "I heard that there is a Siddha Baba who lives here. Do you know who he is?" And Jagannath Babaji said, "I know, I am a very ordinary conditioned man. I have not heard of any Siddha Baba here." And but finally he went and asked someone else, and they said that no, he is the Siddha Baba, Jagannath Das Babaji. So they did not know that he was there. So when Srinath Ji Rai met him, so he was asked, Srinath Ji Rai asked Jagannath Das Babaji, "Can you perform some miracles and show us?" So Jagannath Das Babaji, immediately when he heard this, he became very disturbed, and he said that, "No, I am not a miracle person. I don't know how to perform any miracles." But as soon as he said that, Jagannath Das Babaji immediately, they saw that he took up a stick and started beating the ground with great force. So this person was wondering, "I asked him to show miracles, why is he taking a stick and beating the ground?" So, and Babaji's face seemed to be very annoyed. So this landlord who was sitting, Srinath Ji Rai, he got very bewildered, and he immediately fell at the feet of Babaji and he begged pardon. "Babaji, I am sorry, I asked you to perform a miracle." So Babaji said, No, I am not angry at you because you asked me to perform a miracle. I was just chasing a goat which is trying to eat the tulsi plant in Loknath Swami Maharaja's cottage in Vrindavan." He is sitting in Navadvip and he is eating the ground, and then the goat is eating somewhere in Vrindavan, and then Babaji saw that. So by that he indirectly showed his mystic powers. So obviously, you know, if someone like, I would go and verify. This correct. And so Srinath Ji was also, the Srinath Rai family was also like that. So they also went and verified. And when they verified, actually at that time when they were hearing from Jagannath Babaji in Navadvip, actually a goat had entered and completely ruined the tulsi tree. So it was confirmed. So this is what Jagannath Babaji Maharaj's mystic abilities. One more pastime was, once Bihari, his personal servant, felt so ill that he had high fever and delirium. So they called a medical expert from Calcutta, and by the time he arrived, Bihari was completely unconscious. So the medical expert came and saw, and he said he has got a few hours left. By tomorrow morning, Bihari is gone from this world. So Jagannath Das Babaji just sat next to Bihari, put some sanctified tulsi leaf in his mouth, and began to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Within 30 minutes, Bihari got up, said that, "Maharaj, you must be hungry because you don't eat from anyone else's hands. It's only I who has to cook for you." So he got up, went and made nice prasadam for Babaji, and he was completely honored, as if nothing happened to him. So this was another demonstration of Jagannath Babaji's mystic potency. Another pastime was, Bihari was illiterate. He was so illiterate that he couldn't even make any sense of any alphabet. So one Jagannath Das Babaji told him, "Can you open the Chaitanya Charitamrita and read some verses for me?" So he looked at Jagannath Babaji and said, "Babaji, you know that I don't know how to read anything. So how can I read this?" So Babaji said, no, you simply take the book and look at the book." And he took the book, he looked at the book, and he started reciting Lord Chaitanya's pastimes from that book. So these are some examples of the mystic abilities of Babaji. Talking about the compassion of Babaji, Babaji's compassion extended not only to human beings but to animals as well. In fact, they used to get so much of donations. In fact, it is mentioned that Babaji was blind, but he knew exactly how much donation Bihari was receiving in that clay pot. Sometimes Bihari would keep aside some money, not for himself, but for Babaji's service, because Babaji, whenever he had money, he used to just give it away to everyone. So Bihari said, no, Babaji also needs some money, so he should keep it aside, some money for the service. So Babaji was blind, but he used to tell Bihari, "That money which you have kept aside, can you give me that?" Bihari used to be very embarrassed and should smile and come and give Babaji. So Babaji knew everything that was going on. So once Babaji told Bihari, "Bring the clay pot and give me whatever money that you have." And how much money was there? 200 rupees. 200 rupees at that time was like several thousand dollars today, $7,000, that was the power of 200 rupees at that time. And what did Babaji do with the 200 rupees? He went and brought rasagullas and he fed all the cows of the Navadvip Dham with those rasagullas. 200 rupees. So how many of us will do that? Spend thousand, some $5,000 and give rasagullas to all. Because here there are less cows, more dogs are there. It's very difficult. But Babaji did that. So that was his compassion for the animals. And one day it is mentioned that one puppy in that place, one dog in that place gave birth to 5 puppies. And ever since, whenever Babaji used to take prasada, these 5 puppies always used to surround Babaji and look at his plate, trying to take his remnants like that. And one day Bihari shooed those puppies away. So Babaji realized that the puppies have not come. So he asked, where are those puppies? So Bihari said that I have shooed these puppies away. Babaji said, no, then I am also not eating today. Because these people, these are not ordinary dogs, they are not ordinary puppies, they are Dhamvasis here. So they are equal to any other devotee here. So if they can't eat, then I also do not eat. So that was his compassion for the animals as well. Babaji was also very straightforward in his approach. That was one another value he cherished. So many people came to him for initiation and he tested them, all of them, with rigorous service. Half of them, you know, failed and went away. Lost hope of any initiation. One devotee, Gaur Haridas, he however did those services, and when Babaji still did not give him initiation, he fasted for 3 days outside the cottage of Babaji. And finally Babaji relented and gave him initiation. But along with that, Babaji also gave him his own ton kaupin. He gave and said, you wear this and remember that a sannyasi always, or a Babaji, has to be completely detached. So have control over your senses. So you have to wear a ton kaupin. If you are ready for this, then I will give you initiation. So that was the kind of standards he established. In fact, once Babaji was hearing a professional Srimad Bhagavatam speaker, and lot of people were very, you know, happy, very nicely he was telling Srimad Bhagavatam. Babaji told him that you are speaking Srimad Bhagavatam is like the same business as that of a prostitute. Those who recite Srimad Bhagavatam for money, name and fame are offenders of the holy name. This was too strong for that person, and immediately that Bhagavatam, professional Bhagavatam decided, he surrendered to Babaji and became his disciple. The final pastimes of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, just before he left his body, it is mentioned, as I mentioned earlier, Babaji's body was already doubled over and he could walk with great difficulty. In fact, Babaji could not even take darshan himself. I mean, he could if he wanted to, and actually in one sense he was already taking darshan on the Lord. But for the world, he showed that he could not take darshan. So Bihari had to actually open his eyelids manually like that. And then he used to take darshan and then Bihari will close his eyes like that. Okay. So at the age of 146, Babaji left Vraja because he knew his time has come. Now usually people say when time comes for departing the body, let's go to Vrindavan. But Babaji knew his time was coming and then he left Vrindavan. So the Vrajavasis were asking him, why are you leaving Vrindavan? So Babaji said that you people, you Vrajavasis, are very advanced, but I am a very offensive person. But so Radha and Krishna will count offences, but Shri Gaur Nitai will never count offences. Therefore I am going to Navadvip Dham, leave my body. He said that in Vrindavan our offences are counted, and they are counted and also they are enforced, and in Navadvip Dham they are not. And in fact it is mentioned that that was his last journey to Navadvip, where he left his body. Few months later, on a full moon day in the month of Phalgun, which is today, 15 days before Gaurav Purnima, he entered the eternal pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur talked about Jagannath Das Babaji. He used to refer to him as Vaishnava Sarvabhauma. Vaishnava Sarvabhauma means the commander in chief of the Vaishnavas. In fact, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji's pranam mantra is what? Gaura Virbhava Bhumeshva Nirdesta Sajjana Priyava Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha. So the word Vaishnava Sarvabhauma means that he is the commander in chief of the Vaishnavas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who is respected by the entire Vaishnava community and who discovered the place where Lord Chaitanya appeared. It is mentioned that Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj serves as Rasika Manjari in the eternal pastimes of Lord Krishna. So this is about Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. There was one more pastime of Srila Rasikananda Deva Goswami Maharaj. Shall I just mention briefly in 5 minutes?
Yes. So Srila Rasikananda Deva Goswami Maharaj, his birth was in 1590 on the first day of Kartik Purnima, when the houses are decorated with lamps. This festival is called as Deepa Malika. And Rasikananda Deva Goswami had another name, which is Murali. He was also called as Rasika Murali. He was the father of a king. Again, he was one of those persons who gave up all the wealth and then took to spiritual life. So he was the son of Raja Achyutananda Deva, who was the king of Rohini. And he was born after a lot of prayers to Lord Jagannath. And he is also considered as a Manjari in Krishna Lila. Some of the qualities of Srila Rasikananda Deva Goswami. As he grew up, lot of shining qualities were demonstrated by Srila Rasikananda Deva Goswami Maharaj. The Bhakti Ratnakara mentions that at a very young age, he was very proficient in all the scriptures. He was also very devoted to his parents, especially his mother, whose name was Bhavani. He was married off at a very young age to Shyama Dasi, who hailed from a place where the Pandavas lived in exile. The key pastime of Rasikananda Deva Goswami Maharaj is how he met his spiritual master. So, since his childhood, he was very anxious to find out his spiritual master. So, one day, he went to a place called Ghantashila, which is a solitary place, to meditate. And as he was meditating, he went into a very deep trance. As he was in his trance, he heard a voice from an unseen source, which said, "Murari! Murari, you need not be anxious any longer. Your guru, Shyamananda, will meet you very shortly. Take shelter of him and make your life successful." So, as soon as he heard that, the whole night he began chanting the name of Srila Shyamananda Goswami. He started chanting his name on beads, and entire night he was crying out of eager expectation until he got a dream, he got a divine vision, wherein Shyamananda Prabhu appeared and said, "Don't worry, you will meet me on this very same day in person." And at dawn, as he was watching the sunrise, he was on the lookout when from far he saw the divine figure of Srila Shyamananda Goswami approach him. It is mentioned that Shyamananda Goswami was so effulgent, his effulgence was compared to that of the sun. And he was surrounded by his disciples like Kishore Das. The tall figure of Shyamananda Prabhu approached him. And as he came closer, he found that Shyamananda Pandit was in a completely ecstatic mood and completely in love of Lord Nityananda and Gaurav Mahaprabhu and chanting his name. And as he approached, Rasikananda Deva Goswami paid obeisance to him. Shyamananda Pandit came and embraced him, gave him the Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna mantra, and offered him. His guru offered him to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So, it is mentioned that it's an example. Rasikananda Deva Goswami Maharaj is an example of how we must pray in order to find our spiritual master. So well did he serve Shyamananda Pandit that he was recognized as his chief disciple and he was completely invested with the spiritual power of Shyamananda Prabhu, by which Rasikananda Goswami was able to convert many criminals, atheists, Muslims and other fallen souls with Krishna Prem. In fact, one of the pastimes was that one of the Muslim Zamindars, he tried to crush Rasikananda Goswami with an elephant. But as the elephant came closer, he was just chanting the holy names of the Lord. The elephant surrendered to him as he came close and then became his disciple. The elephant also got initiated after that. Not only that, he also was known to tame 2 jungle tigers, ferocious tigers. That was his power. So Shyamananda Pandit was so pleased with his disciple that he personally gave his Govinda deity to Rasika Murali. And he continued transforming many high personnel in society, like zamindars, king, governors, many such people were his disciples. Talking about his love for Jagannath, once when Shyamananda Pandit was serving Gaurav Mahaprabhu's movement and doing preaching, he completely forgot that it was Rathyatra was coming. And Rathyatra had already begun in Jagannath, already started. So suddenly he realized that Rathyatra is there, so he dropped everything and he started rushing towards Nilachala. But the festival had already begun there.
But Lord Jagannath, who felt separation from his disciple Rasikananda Murari, the car stopped as usual.
That king summoned so many elephants, but the cart did not move an inch for so many days. Finally, Lord Jagannath saw the king's frustration and told him, "Actually, I am waiting for my disciple Rasika to arrive here, and once he arrives here, then I will start moving." So, finally, it is mentioned that Rasika Ananda arrived there, and when he arrived there, he offered many silk clothes and other presents, paid dandavas to Lord Jagannath, and only after the king requested Rasika Murari to drag the cart of Lord Jagannath, did Lord Jagannath start moving. So that was the love of Lord Jagannath for him. In fact, the king was so impressed with his devotion that the king requested him to accept a piece of land that he gave him, where he built what is called as Kunjamat, where a deity of Krishna is worshipped. That deity today is known as Sri Sri Radha Rasika Raya. Rasikananda Acharya wrote three books. Prominent are Shyamananda Staka, Bhakta Bhagavat Staka, and Kunjakeri Dwara Staka. Finally about his disappearance, in the year 1652, just before he left his body, he went with seven of his disciples to a place called Bansdaha, where apparently Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had passed through that village on his way to Puri along with Lord Nityananda. So he went to that place just before his disappearance, and from that place he took blessing and then walked to Rimuna Dham, which deity is there? Sri Sri Shirchal Gopinath. So he went there and chanting all the way. When he arrived in the courtyard of Rimuna Dham, he asked all his disciples to sit down. They did a loud kirtan, and then as they were doing kirtan, pretty much like Andal, whose pastimes many of you might know, she went and merged into the body of Mahavishnu in Srirangam. Like that, and then the Lord Ranganath Swami's body, like that, he got up, Rasikananda Acharya, amidst the kirtan, went and paid obeisances to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Shirchar Gopinath, and as he paid obeisances, he disappeared into the deity. That was his glorious disappearance. But his disciples were so aggrieved with his disappearance that they also left their bodies immediately at the same time. It is mentioned that there is a flower samadhi of him and his disciples still maintained in Shirchar Gopinath temple, and there is an annual festival of 12 days in Ramana to celebrate the glorious disappearance of Sri Sri Rasikananda Acharya. Vishwambarananda Deva Goswami, who is the author of one of the books which is very popular in Gaudiya Vaishnava circles, Ashtakya Darshana, is mentioned to be one of Srila Rasikananda Murari's descendants. So we thought that we will just hear these two pastimes because it's the disappearance day of both these Acharyas. Srila Jagannath Saraswami Maharaj ki, Srila Rasikananda Deva Goswami Maharaj ki, Srila Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Jai. Today is also the disappearance day of His Holiness Samal Krishna Swami Maharaj. So Keshav Prabhu had requested us in the Bhakti Vaibhav class, he announced this and requested all the Vaishnavas to kindly come and attend this function and take blessings of His Holiness Samal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. His Holiness Samal Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki. Yeah.